KJAN Sports.
It's time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school girls softball play last night in Hawkeye 10 conference action, it was Atlantic outlasting Harlan in 8 innings by a score of 2-1. Olivia Engler opened up the 8th inning with a double, and with one out, Jada Jensen hit a pinch hit single to center to score the go-ahead run and give Atlantic a 2-1 lead. Engler finished off the Cyclones in order in the bottom of the 8th to pick up the victory as Atlantic gets top the Hawkeye 10 conference. Also, Glenwood beat Shenandoah 4-3, Red Oak over Clarinda 5-2, Denison beat Lewis Central 6-3, St. Albert over Kemper Catholic 11-8. In Western Iowa Conference play last night, Riverside dumping Missouri Valley 9-3, Audubon over AHSTW 7-0, Underwood beat IKM Manning 16-0, Logan Magnolia over Tri-Center 13-1. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Cam over Bowyer Valley 10-1, West Harrison beat Coon Rapids Bayard 9-0, Woodbine over Arweva 13-9, Glidden-Ralston beat Whiting 23-3. From the Corner Conference, Griswold over Fremont Mills 7-5, Stanton beat East Mills 18-5, Sydney over Essex 14-6. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Martinsdale St. Mary's over Southwest Valley 14-7, Mount Air beat Nottoway Valley 11-1, also Lennox beat Lamoni 6-1, and girls softball last night. In boys baseball, from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Harlan over Atlantic 10-2, Glenwood beating Shenandoah 7-0, Clarinda over Red Oak 13-2, Lewis Central beat Denison 10-2. It was Kemper Catholic and St. Albert splitting a doubleheader, Kemper Catholic winning 3-0 in the opener, St. Albert 14-13 winners in the second game. Western Iowa Conference play last night saw Audubon beat AHSTW 5-3, Logan Magnolia over Tri-Center in 14 innings by a 2-1 final. Missouri Valley beat Riverside 12-1. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Cam over Bowyer Valley 17-0, Glenn Ralston topping Exira EHK 5-4, West Harrison beat Coon Rapids Bayard 13-6, and Woodbine over Arweva 17-3. From the Corner Conference, Fremont Mills over Griswold 15-5, East Mills beat Stanton 9-4, Sydney over Essex 20-2. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Southwest Valley 17-2, Mount Air over Nottoway Valley 14-1. Some other non-conference action saw Abe Lincoln beat Trainer 14-1 and Lennox over Lamoni 11-2 in girls boys baseball last night. Officials at the IKM Manning School District report a student-athlete tested positive for COVID-19, and as a precaution, the IKM Manning baseball team is being quarantined until Monday, July 6th. In a social media post, officials late Sunday morning said they've been working with Carroll County Public Health, and their recommendation is to help ensure everyone's health and safety. IKM Manning can still play softball. A determination on opening the weight room to athletes outside of baseball on July 1st has not yet been made. School officials said they thank the district patrons for their understanding and flexibility during these changing times. The Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association rankings came out yesterday afternoon. In Class 4A, Dowling Catholic is top-rated, with Johnston number 2, Urbandale 3, Southeast Polk and Ankeny round out the top 5. In 3A, Central DeWitt is number 1, with Dallas Center Grimes, Sergeant Bluff Luton, Davenport Assumption, and Winterset, the top 5 ranked teams. In Class 2A, Van Meter is number 1, North Lynn 2, and Dyke New Hartford 3, Underwood in at number 4, with Woodward Granger rated 5th. Tri-Center also is among those with votes, but not quite making the top 10. In the Class 1A poll, it's Martinsdale St. Mary's on top, with Remsen St. Mary's number 2. St. Albert is in at number 3. South Winneshiek and Newman Catholic round out the top 5. Cam and Coon Rapids Bayard are among the teams that received votes, but didn't quite crack the top 10 in this week's poll. Well, the reigning World Series champion Washington Nationals will be without at least 2 holdovers from last year's team. Longtime infielder Ryan Zimmerman and pitcher Joe Ross are opting out of playing as Major League Baseball tries to get back amid the COVID-19 pandemic. General Manager Mike Rizzo says the team supports Zimmerman and Ross deciding not to play the 60-game season that's set to start in late July. Zimmerman says his family situation factored into his decision. His mother is at high risk for the coronavirus because of multiple sclerosis, and he has 3 young children, including a newborn. The 35-year-old says the decision doesn't mean that he's retiring. Arizona Diamondbacks right-hander Mike Leake is opting out of the 2020 season due to concerns about the coronavirus. Diamondbacks general manager Mike Hazen did not elaborate on Leake's decision during a Zoom call, but the player's agent issued a statement saying he made a personal decision not to play during the pandemic. Hazen also said two players on Arizona's 60-man roster tested positive for COVID-19, as did another player not in Arizona. Colorado Rockies outfielder Ian Desmond plans to sit out this season to be with his family and help grow youth baseball in his hometown in Florida. The 34-year-old Desmond wrote on Instagram that the COVID-19 pandemic has made this baseball season one that is a risk that he's not comfortable taking. Desmond hit .255 with 20 homers in 140 games last season. The Premier of Ontario says Major League Baseball is close to winning approval to play in Toronto amid the coronavirus pandemic. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says city, provincial, and federal authorities kind of gave their approval, but the Blue Jays are waiting for a letter of support from the federal government. He also says Dr. David Williams, Ontario's chief medical officer, requires a few tweaks to the plan. MLB requires an exemption, as anyone entering Canada for non-essential reasons must self-isolate for 14 days, and the U.S.-Canada border remains closed to non-essential travel until at least July 21st. The number 3 overall draft pick, Max Meyer, a right-hander from the University of Minnesota, has agreed to terms with the Marlins and is expected to be added to the 60-man roster this week. Meyer has a chance to pitch in the majors this year. Right-handed reliever Nick Vincent, an 8-year veteran who pitched for the Giants and the Phillies last year, also agreed to terms with the Marlins and will join their 60-man roster. Left-handed hitting catcher Tyler Soderstrom has agreed to a minor league contract with the Oakland Athletics that includes a $3.3 million signing bonus. Soderstrom was selected 26th, which had a slot value of $2.6 million. Oakland also finalized a deal with fifth-round selection pitcher Stevie Emanuels. Soderstrom has been added to the club's 60-player pool for workouts ahead of the season. The 18-year-old from Turlock High batted .450 as a junior in 2019. The A's also added 3 non-drafted free agents, right-hander Garrett Acton out of Illinois, catcher Cooper Ewell from Loyola Marymount, and outfielder DJ Lee of the University of Richmond. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey says his players are following strict protocols as they enter the facility for voluntary workouts. All of the players return to campus this month.
But at least they have access to our practice facility, so they can get in and they can shoot. They can lift, and quite honestly, they can play 5-on-5, which they hadn't done since we practiced at Butler the day before the Big Ten tournament started in March. So it's just a great opportunity for them to kind of work their way back into shape before we start working with them on July 20th.
If Luka Garza returns for his senior season, the Hawkeyes will return 7 players with starting experience. Jack Nungy and Jordan Bohannon both had last season cut short due to injury.
You know, Jack was starting before he blew his knee out, and Connor filled in admirably and led the nation in assist turnover ratio. Jordan was starting, and then Joe Toussaint filled in extremely well. He was one of the best freshmen in our conference. So you start with those 7 veteran guys, and that's something you always want when you feel like you have a team that can contend for a national championship. You need veteran guys.
With 5 incoming freshmen, McCaffrey will have a challenge dishing out playing time.
So we've got, without question, the deepest team that I've had since I've been here. Maybe the deepest team I've had since I got into the coaching profession. So it's going to be a little bit of a challenge in terms of our guys recognizing we've got some veterans and being a little bit patient, because that young group is talented enough to play.
Also in golf news, Monday marked the 10th day of self-isolation for Nick Watney, the minimum required for PGA Tour players who test positive for the new coronavirus. He said he's feeling good except for some minor fatigue, perhaps brought on by a major case of boredom, and except for the distinction of becoming the first of what now is 5 players and 2 caddies who have tested positive since the PGA Tour returned amid the COVID-19 pandemic. He lost his sense of smell, a sensation he described as gnarly, but said that it is coming back. And perhaps the strangest sensation is being at a golf resort without playing golf. He remains at Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, as the PGA Tour has moved on to Connecticut and now Detroit this week, and then 2 weeks in Ohio. And the show goes on. 3 more players tested positive during the Travelers Championship. Cameron Champ before the tournament started, Denny McCarthy after his first round, and Dylan Fratelli after he missed the cut. 2 caddies tested positive, which caused a chain reaction of withdrawals. Harris English tested positive Monday at the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit. That's Check of Sports this morning. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.